Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have a Newton Head track coach for the boys, Chad Jarvis. And Chad, calendar slipped over into May and kind of getting close to crunch time. You got districts coming up and then the state meet. Kind of talk about what this time of year means for these kids, especially the seniors that are, this is their last go around.
Yeah, it's always a really fun time, but a really tough time. A lot of hard decisions are made. Emotions are high for a lot of those seniors just because they're realizing that this is it. And keeping everybody focused and team focused and ready to do the best we can is just our main focus right now, and getting everybody on the same page so that we all have, I've said this every time you've talked to me, attitude and effort is what makes a difference. So keeping those attitudes and that effort good. And if you can maintain that through this time of the year, it's super important, and it will really pay off at districts or at district, state, and at the conference meet. And that's really what we're looking for the whole season anyways.
And we were able to take some athletes up to the Drake Stadium, and top 10 finishes,
Yeah. We had Nick in the shot, got 8th. We had our 4x1 got 18th. Our 4x2 got 2nd. Caden Klein got 6th in the 100. He got 5th in the 200 and 3rd and 2nd in the 400 hurdles. He got 2nd in his heat, 3rd overall.
How did you think those performances were? Was that kind of what you were expecting out of them?
Yeah. Anytime you can go up to Drake and place in anything in the top 8, you're doing some things right. So, super exciting. I was hopeful that would happen, but you still got to run the race. So, we ran really well. And I was thankful and happy that those guys had successful Drake relays.
You mentioned tough decisions to be made. I assume you're kind of referring to the lineups you want to run for state. So is it kind of like from here until the state meet, a little kind of possibly auditioning time for some of these athletes you got?
Well, I always tell those guys they're auditioning
all the time. But yeah,
you're, every time you race, you're auditioning for what I'm going to put you in. Because I don't, there's some, we got 40 kids out. It's hard to know. I mean, I got to see every race. I got to see good times, and I got to see consistency. And if I can see those two things, then it makes things a lot easier making my decisions. You can always do runoffs and stuff like that, but about 85% of the decisions we'll have made will be decisions that were made through times in the season, how you performed, when it mattered.
Yeah. Your assessment, just kind of how the team's done overall this year?
Good. I mean, good group of kids, good attitudes. You're always going to have a few small bumps, but no major bumps. Everybody's good attitude, good effort, and just working hard, staying focused on doing as good as they can. So just little minor bumps like every season, and kids are working hard and have great attitudes.
You've been at a lot of meets where you went up against larger schools. And so does that kind of drive the kids?
I don't think it really matters
anymore.
I think in track, at least me, and you could ask some kids, but it's more of a I'm looking at the clock.
Racing the clock more?
I mean, you're racing the teams, but like, if you run a really good time and you get 8th place, which could happen at some of these meets we've been at, I'm really excited about that time either way, and I'm not worried about getting 8th or 1st. Obviously, you want to get 1st. That's your goal. But our main goal this whole season is to, hey, what can we do at state? What can we do at districts? What can we do at conference? So really, the road has been paved, and now we're just crossing the important parts, the 3 most important meets we have all year: conference, district, and state.
When you go to state, is your focus on, I assume that it's the team, right? How to get the most points instead of...
Yeah, a little bit of combination of both is what kids are going to have. Obviously, we want to score team points, but we want to have guys that are excited and interested in the races. So it's a little combination of both. Just as much as scoring team points is important, it's also important to have those guys in a spot where they feel
not even comfortable,
but like they can compete. Like this is something that we can do well. And you get more of that. I mean, you gotta balance them. You can't go too heavy on one or the other. But kind of a combination of those. They have to have confidence going in. Like, if a team doesn't think we're supposed to place, it's going to be really hard to place. But if a team goes in there thinking, oh, we're going to place, then they usually do.
So for you as a coach, is this the hardest time of year when you get right down to it?
Yeah, it's
what you're going to do.
I'm I don't want to say I'm a people pleaser, but I want kids to be happy. I want them
obviously,
to have
everybody wants to be happy.
Yeah, I want them to experience track and have fond memories of it. And sometimes this is a time of season where it's just a little tougher because you're in that moment. I think overall, when kids 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, these decisions don't matter to them as much as maybe they thought they did initially. But still, you want them to enjoy this experience, have mostly fond memories of it. So it's just, it's tough because you want to keep everybody, you want to keep everybody happy, but there's never a way to make everybody happy. You're going to make some people happy and some people not as happy, I guess.
That's kind of the way life is.
Yes, correct. Yeah,
definitely. Well, best of luck. Thanks for spending time with us again.
Yep, thank you very much. Have a good one.
It's Chad Jarvis, the Newton head track coach for the boys at Newton High School, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.